You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hey friends, I'm Dan Foster. I'm pastor and host of the radio program Grace Thoughts. Grace Thoughts is heard every Saturday at 8 a.m. and every Sunday at 9:30 a.m. on this great radio station. We have good news. Grace Thoughts is expanding, and now you'll be able to hear us from Monday through Friday at 12 noon during the lunch hour. Remember Jeremiah's famous prayer to God, "Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and they were the joy and rejoicing of my heart."
GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a complete woodwork, home improvement, and repair service. Specializing in custom kitchen and bathroom remodeling, crown molding, custom built-in cabinets, closets, doors, furniture, and offices. GHS Custom Woodwork Incorporated, where craftsmanship and customer service come together, is available at ghscww.com or at 772-260-8670.
Thank you for tuning in this morning to Next Gen Ministries with Travis and Patrice Morgan. We will also like to thank our sponsor, Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in Boca Raton, Florida, for supporting this ministry. If you would like to write into us, request prayer, or financially support this ministry, we can be reached at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Again, that's P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429, or at phone number 561-705-7830. Now, stay tuned for today's broadcast.
You know, I'm so excited about this morning. This is the first broadcast of many. We're on now for 13 weeks. We have 13 weeks to bring you what God has given us to get to bring you. And hopefully, if it's God's will, we will be on for longer than the 13 weeks.
Right.
You know, but while we're here for 13 weeks, we're going to give it our all.
Yes.
You know, we've been praying. We've been seeking the Lord. And the Lord opened a door for us to come on the radio. Yes. And to proclaim this good news. You know, it's a good thing. Me and my wife, we love Jesus Christ with a passion.
Amen.
You know, He saved us. He washed us, cleansed us, gave us hope.
Yes.
You know, put us together in marriage. And now we're fighting the good fight of faith.
Amen.
So we're here just to share with you what God has done for us. And also, you're also going to hear along the weeks testimonies from other people. So that you know that it's not just us, but there's other people that God is doing things for.
Yes.
The Bible says out of two or three witnesses, let everything be established. So we're the first witness. Actually, the Bible is the first witness. Right. We're the second. And then our testimonies will be the third. Patrice?
Yes. A lot of times in our walk with God, you know, we go through situations and we tend to forget that there's other believers in Christ that goes through the similar situations. And we get into a stage where we're like, woe is me, I'm the only one going through it.
Right.
But the Word of God says there's nothing new under the sun.
Nothing.
And that's why we want to bring you testimonies from others. And, you know, we're going to be sharing pieces of our testimony with everyone in Radio Land, just to let you know that our God is real.
He is.
And He delivered us from things. He delivered us from substance abuse. He's delivered us from hurts and strongholds, and we've never thought that we would get free. I know I never thought I would get free from some of those things, but our God. And I want to thank God for that. And so we want to just share that with you. We just want to share our hearts with you and let you know that our God can deliver. I want to read Isaiah 61:1. If you can read that real quick, I'm sorry.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, the reason she said that, Isaiah 61, if anybody out there wants to know our purpose for this radio ministry, you could go back to Isaiah 61. A matter of fact, before we were married, we both considered that scripture to be our scripture for why we're going out.
Yeah.
You know, and when we came together in marriage and we talked about ministry and things like that, even before marriage, we talked about it. We realized that Isaiah 61 was the scripture that we both shared,
yeah.
You know, in our hearts for ministry.
Yeah.
So if you want to know what the Morgans are all about, why we're doing this, our motive, the purpose for radio ministry, the purpose for preaching the gospel, you'll find it in Isaiah 61. And we agree with that word. And it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek.
Yes.
A matter of fact, I want to read it from a different version, the NLT version. It says, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord is upon me.
Yes.
For the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to comfort the brokenhearted and to proclaim that captives will be released and prisoners will be freed, spiritual and physical.
Yes.
He has sent me to those who mourn, that the time of the Lord's favor has come, and with it the day of God's anger against their enemies. Amen. To all who mourn in Israel, yes, he will give a crown of beauty for ashes, or the church, Zion, a joyous blessing instead of mourning,
yes,
or the oil, the Holy Spirit, instead of mourning, festive praise instead of despair.
Yes.
In their righteousness, they will be like great oaks that the Lord has planted for his own glory.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
It says again in verse 3, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, King James Version, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified.
You know, when that the one that really stand out to me is the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness.
Yes.
And I remember a point in time in my life, I was in church, but I was heavy. I was heavy from all the strongholds. I was heavy from all the things that I was carrying. And I didn't know where to turn, you know. And the scripture, there's a scripture in the Bible, and it specifically says that he will lift our heavy burden. You know,
yes,
he will set the captive free.
Yes.
And I got to know him as the God that broke the chains of bondage off of me.
Yes.
And I want to thank God for that. And that's what we want to share. We want to share that release, the release of all the things that we're carrying, the heaviness. Lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset
us,
right?
Yes, Hebrews 12.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen. You know, who is this Lord that we're talking about? You know, in Isaiah 45, 5 through 6, he says, I am the Lord, and there is none else.
Yes.
There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me, that they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. That's God speaking to us from the Old Testament. Also, he said in Isaiah 48, 11 and 12, says, for my own sake, even for my own sake will I do it. For how should my name be polluted?
Yes.
And I will not give my glory to another. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I am also the last. What a good God we serve.
Yes,
who is this God? In Matthew 1:23, it says, behold, a virgin shall be with a child,
yes,
and shall bring forth a son. And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. In Mark 12:29, and Jesus answered him, the first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel,
yes,
the Lord our God is one Lord. In John 1, it says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. And without him was not anything made that was made.
Right.
In him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended not.
Right.
It says also in so many scriptures that I could pick from. So many scriptures I could pick.
Yes.
Oh my yes. goodness, Lord, we love you.
We serve a good God.
We do serve a good God.
And that's... Go ahead.
Yeah, no, it's all right. It's all right. In Colossians 1, it says, who is the image, talking about Jesus, who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature. For by him were all things created that are in heaven and that are on earth, yes, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created by him and for him.
Yes.
And he is before all things. And by him all things consist.
Yes.
And he is the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things he might have the preeminence. For it pleased the Father that in him should all fullness dwell. And down the last scripture, or two more scriptures, Colossians 2, 9 through 10 says, for in him dwelleth all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. And the last scripture, it says, 1 Timothy 2, 5, for there is one God and one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus.
Yes, all things.
All things.
All things.
Consist in him.
Yes, yes,
yes.
And I thank God for that. All things. All things.
Without great controversy, I'm sorry, and without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. That's his 1 Timothy 3:16. God was manifest in flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in the world, and received up in glory. People of God, people that are listening on this radio station, what I'm trying to tell you right now is that Jesus Christ is our Lord and our Savior.
Yes.
Jesus Christ is the answer to the problems, the issues that we have. Jesus Christ can solve your problems and will, but we have to be willing to come to him. The Bible says in Revelation, whosoever will come. It's an open invitation to all of us to come to him so that our issues, our sins will be remitted. Our guilt and shame and condemnation will be removed, and we will be free to worship God.
Amen. Amen. We were just talking a lot, and we were talking about guilt and shame and condemnation and the things that we're bound with. We live in a world, a sick world, people, and there's no peace in this world. I don't care how far we go and where we look, there's no peace in this world. And just looking at some of the statistics, this world, there is substance abuse higher than it's ever been. And we see it on the billboards everywhere. We're driving down 95 and the billboards are there, and I'm not knocking these places to where you can get sober, but that's just an indication of what the people are dealing with in this world. That the answer is Jesus.
Yes.
The answer is Jesus. He can be the best high that you'll ever be looking for. And it doesn't come with sickness. It doesn't come with disease. It doesn't come with guilt, right?
Right.
And the Bible says, Jesus, there is now therefore no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. And that's a real thing. You see, when we turn to these things in the world and when we look for these things, it brings condemnation and guilt. And that's why the suicide rate is where it's at. We see people taking their lives. In the area where we lived, we moved here about a few years ago. And since we've been moving here, there were three deaths, three suicides. Just in front of the train in the space of 2 years. This is the world. People feel like they have no hope. But people of God, our hope is in Jesus. There's a song that says, my hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. And we could see it. We could see the writing on the wall. We need Jesus. We need him. We need him.
Amen. It's so true. She mentioned that we see on the billboards, you know, these facilities that administer therapy for people that are bound with drugs and alcohol and depression. You know, but you know, the Bible is the Word of God. And it's always good to consult with the Word of God, because you could bring out answers to these things. For instance, the woman with the issue.
Yes.
Her issue was the issue of blood.
Yes.
We all have issues. Her issue was the issue of blood. The Bible says that she spent all she had on physicians.
Yes.
Until she had no more money. She tried men. She tried men's remedy, but it didn't work. One day, she heard that Jesus Christ was coming to town. And she said, you know what? If I could just touch the hem of his garment.
Yes.
She was desperate, like some of us are now listening to the radio station. You might be desperate. You might try, you tried everything. You threw away the pack of cigarettes. You threw away, you flushed the drugs down the toilet.
Yes.
You try to make right with your baby's mother. You try to do things like that, but it seems like the more you try, the more is being pulled from you.
Yes.
The lower you go. But I want to tell you today that Jesus Christ is in town.
Yes.
He is here. For those of you that are listening now, this is an opportunity for you to come to him.
Yes.
For to even to take a step and say, Lord, I cannot do it. I cannot do it. The first thing that man must do when they come to God, and this is a very important topic that we want to talk about today before we pray. Because we're going to pray this first broadcast. We want to pray.
Yeah.
But the first thing that we must do when we're coming to God, if we want anything from God, is to first believe that he is.
Yes.
We have to first believe that Jesus Christ is God.
And he's the
and that
Lord.
He is the answer.
Yes.
He doesn't have the answers. He is the answer. Also, second, we have to repent.
Yes.
Repentance means turning around, turning back to God. Saying, Lord, I set my focus on you now.
My affections.
My affections.
Yes.
My what? Appetites.
Affections, desires, will. Everything that's contained in the heart.
Yes.
All our desires. God, I set it on you. All my affections, my with the broken relationships. Lord, I set it on you. Lord, all my appetites. Instead of having an appetite for drugs, I have an appetite to want to serve you. I have an appetite to want to feel your presence and love and all my willpower. That human willpower, people, you know, we need to set it on God. And that's when the healing comes.
That's when the healing comes.
Yeah.
But you know what? You have to first know and admit that you need healing.
Yes.
You have to confess also. Repentance and confession goes hand in hand. Confession means that you're agreeing with what God says.
Mm.
When you confess, it means that you're agreeing. When you go to court and they ask you to confess to your crime, you're saying to them that I agree that I did it.
Right.
Yes, I confess. I agree with the evidence that I'm guilty. We have to agree with the evidence in the Word of God. We can find that evidence in the Ten Commandments. That's the quickest way to know that we're guilty or not. Have you ever stolen? Mm. Have you ever lied?
Mm.
Have you ever covet, that's the word covet, yeah, someone's covet. Property or wife or whatever. Have you ever, you know, cheated or have you not put God first, which is the first commandment? If you say yes to any of those, that means you're a sinner and you need God. As a matter of fact, in Luke 5:32, this is the good news. Jesus said and answered the religious people. He said, it is not those who are well who need a physician.
That's right.
But those who are sick. He says, I have not come to call the righteous, but sinners to repentance.
That's right.
God is giving an invitation for those of us who are in need of a great physician, who has admit to themselves and to God that I'm wretched, I'm naked, I'm shameful, I need you, Lord God.
Right.
Maybe you're not doing drugs, but maybe you're lying your taxes
yeah.
and you can't stop doing it because you're greedy. Maybe you don't want to commit suicide, but you're cheating on your wife,
right.
adultery. Maybe you're not, you know, poor or, you know, you don't feel like you're living a good life. I hear that all the time.
Yeah.
I live a good life. The Bible says that we're born in sin
and
shaping iniquity. We don't have a choice. So once we start sucking wind, we're sinners
right.
and shaping iniquity. So that tells me that we all need him. Amen.
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 So God is calling you. The invitation is for sinners to come to repentance so that we can be healed. And we can have a victorious life.
1 John 1:9, it says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And Acts 3:19, it says, repent ye therefore and be converted that your sins may be blotted out when the times of refreshing shall come.
Yes.
From the presence of the Lord.
Yes. I like that.
Yes.
Read again.
The last repent one. Ye therefore and be converted. That your sins may be blotted out when the time of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord.
That's the word for today. That wasn't even planned, but when you read that, the Lord is saying that is the word. Be converted. There are a lot of people in church that aren't converted.
Right.
A lot of people calling on the name of Jesus Christ but aren't converted yet.
Yes.
And that's why your soul is heavy.
Right.
That's why you feel the burden of life.
We were there.
We were there.
Yes.
We were there.
Yes.
But God says, be converted. It's your choice. Be converted so that times of refreshing may come
yes.
in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Yes.
In his presence, there's liberty. There's freedom.
Mm.
God is saying, I have what you need. Come and drink. Mm. I have an unlimited supply of refreshing for you.
Right.
But you have to be converted. Your mind has to be set on him.
Right.
Your affections, again, your will, your appetite.
And your desires.
Your desires
yes.
have to be set on God. Then times of refreshing will come.
Yes.
Conversion. Be converted. Be ye converted.
Mm-hmm.
Repent. Repentance is a thing that we do daily.
Yes.
If anybody feels that they have it all together, oh man, that's a dangerous place
yes,
to be.
Yes, it is.
You're saying that you don't need Christ anymore.
The comfort zone. They call it.
It's a comfort zone.
It's a bad place to be.
My goodness. I don't want to be in that place. Lord, I need you, Jesus Christ.
Yes.
I need you.
And 2 Peter 3:9, it says, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is long-suffering to us, ward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance.
That scripture is for you guys out there that say, where is the Lord? He hasn't come yet.
Yeah.
My grandma said he was coming. My mom said he was coming. Life is still going on. But see, God is patient.
Yes,
God is love. And love deals with long suffering. Long suffering is a characteristic of love. And God is saying, if I came today, how many people would be destroyed?
Yeah.
But God said, no, I'm giving you time. Christ is saying, I'm giving you time to repent. I'm giving you time to be converted.
Yes.
So the times of refreshing will come in his presence.
Yes.
And that's why we're on the radio. We're on the radio to tell the whole world listening today to repent. That is the answer to everything going on in this world. Repentance. Repent. It says that when Christ began to preach, the first thing he said was repent.
Yeah.
For the kingdom of God is at hand.
Yes.
Before judgment came on a nation in the Bible, God would send a prophet to tell them, repent. Repent. Because the time of God, vengeance is coming, as we've seen in Isaiah 61. And that's one of the reasons why we're here today, preaching this good news that there is repentance available to everyone that is willing to come to God. Repent. Repent.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus Christ.
Yes. So we're going to pray.
Yes, we're going to pray.
We're going to pray.
This first program, people, is not planned. We didn't get a Bible study down. We didn't, you know, write down anything. We came here just to tell you to repent. The first things first, Jesus Christ is God. There's one Lord. Believe in him. Believe in him.
Yes.
Believe that Christ came in the flesh, that God came in the flesh. Believe it. And that he died for you. The one Lord, God of Abraham and Isaac and Jacob,
yes,
wrapped himself in a body, a tabernacle himself, and dwelt among men, taught his disciples for 3.5 years things pertain to the kingdom of God, was given to Pilate, crucified for us, for sinners like us, risen on the third day, preached for 40 days to his disciples, I believe it was 40 days, and was taken back up into glory. And now is on his throne. The throne of God and the Lamb. One and all. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
And he sent his Holy Ghost into all those who repent, are baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, and has followed the gospel.
Yes.
He's filled them with his Holy Spirit. And now we're here preaching the good news of the kingdom of God and the name of Jesus Christ.
And you see it all through the Bible, people. You see people. Before there was any type of revival, there was a move of repentance.
Yes.
In the Bible, you see it time after time after time. People came to him and said, you know, he pointed out their sins and transgressions. And when his people repented,
right?
There's our pastor, his favorite verse is, "If my people, which are called by my name,
right,
shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. That's that turning is repenting.
Yes.
You know? And what did he say? He'll hear from heaven.
He will hear.
Exactly. And that's a representation. He was talking to people at the time, but that's a representation of what we see all throughout the Bible. Okay? Turn from your ways. And then you would see him. He would take to fighting for them. But he first wanted them to come to him. And repentance is a form of laying down your will, laying down what you want. For just to say, you know what, God, I messed up. Here I am. I'm naked before you. Forgive me. Change me. Have your way.
Have your way.
Have your way, God. Forgive me. And then he takes over if we allow him to.
If we allow him to.
Yes.
And that's the truth. You know.
That's all we have for today's broadcast. But at this time, I would like to fervently pray for us. You know, it is written that the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, or the earnest prayer of a righteous man has great power. And as you know, in our own righteousness, we're nothing. God says that our righteousness are like filthy rags. They're nothing to him. But we are righteous in Jesus Christ now. So we can say that we are righteous in Christ for those that have repented, like we spoke about, for those that have been baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, who has followed the gospel, who has been buried with him in baptism according to Romans, and who are now filled with the Spirit of God. Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we pray for our state, Lord God. We pray, Lord God, that South Florida, that Florida in the whole, Lord Jesus, will be a saving station, Lord God. I pray, Lord God, that revival will break out, Lord God, in Florida. That repentance, Lord God, will go forth in Florida, Jesus. And that people will seek you, Lord God, on their face. And they will pray to you, Jesus, and reach out to you. And that your glory, Lord Jesus, will be manifest in Florida, Jesus, where we live. I pray, Lord God, for our families, that the men in the families will stand in their rightful position as a high priest, Lord God, and that they will present their families to you and you to their families in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord God, I pray, Lord God, for the wives, Lord God, that they will be helpmeets to their husbands, Lord Jesus, that they will submit themselves to their husbands as their husbands love them, Lord Jesus. Oh God, bless this ministry, Lord, this radio ministry. I pray, Lord God, that you will bless those that have a willing heart to give, Lord God, so that this ministry will continue, Lord God, to go on. That this ministry, Lord God, will be a blessing and continue to be a blessing for the whoever is hearing, Lord God, the words that are coming out of our mouth. We, Lord God, by faith, speak the oracles of God. And by faith, Lord God, we know that this ministry is effective and powerful. Continue to bless us. Continue, Lord God, to anoint us. And we thank you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen, amen. I want to thank all our listeners today for tuning in. We will be on again next Saturday, again, same time, 10 a.m. And again, if you want to support this ministry, you can send in your support or your prayer requests, or just write into us at P.O. Box 552, Boca Raton, Florida, 33429. Or at phone number 561-705-7830. I want to thank again Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., who are located in Boca Raton, Florida. I want to thank them for supporting this ministry. They are available at 561-394-0776. Again, it's 561-394-0776. That is Direct Nursing Care Services, Inc., located in South Florida. Have a good rest of the day. Be blessed, and we love you, and we will see you again next week right here on your good news station.
as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear him.